Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we do ask that you please discontinue the use of all portable electronic devices. If you have any questions about a particular device, please call 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR. Oh, it's such a drag,
what a chore. So, yeah, if you do have a call or a question about a particular device, you have to put your seats forward and your tray tables up in their forward positions. And give us a holler at 602-277-5827. I believe, no, forget it. All the lines are booked up. When you hear somebody hang up now, you can pop on in there, so we'll try to squeeze some of these in. You were going to say?
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You're going to slurp something, or you good?
Hey, I finished my hot chocolate.
Let's see if we can help Louise. Is it Louise?
Yes.
Hi, Louise.
Say, I've got a virus.
I hate when that happens.
I know. So do I. It's BKDR Iterator A.
Whoa.
And I'm a scared person because when I went into PC Cillin, it gave me instructions for how to terminate it, how to go into the registry. But I've always heard from you to be very careful with that. And
yes.
So when I went through the registry, I found most of what they're telling me in order,
mm-hmm.
but they use these percentage signs, which when I look at the screen, I don't see.
Yeah, the percentage is generally a variable.
Okay.
So it could be anything in its place.
I know. And see, when I see something that says, it says delete, you know, and then it has EXE at the end.
What version of Windows are you running?
We're 98.
Windows 98.
Yeah, because we, you know, you don't change what's
working. Right. I was going to say, well, you can back up the registry before you go through this. It's just that I don't know that any of this really makes sense. Now, the antivirus program is not able to get rid of this on its own?
No, it says, we thought we put it in that quarantine, and we tried to delete it, and it says they can't clean it.
Well, wait a minute. If it's in quarantine, that does not mean you're infected with it.
But the problem is Cox has cut us off.
Oh, because you do have a virus.
Right.
Okay.
So, and, you know, the problem is we don't really... I'm not sure. Is this something we can do ourselves, or?
Well, anytime you get into the registry, I'm sorry. I know you for 30 seconds, so
I understand.
I can't really tell whether you're going to be able to navigate that or not. And it's such a slippery slope that if you make a mistake,
I know. And then they give you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 instructions on how to do it.
You need to find a geek in your life.
Okay.
You need to find somebody that is comfortable with the registry. I don't feel comfortable recommending that you tool around in there. So.
Well, that's what I was kind of wondering.
Yeah,
I'm not comfortable either. I found the line to delete, but it's just enough different that I think if I do that, what else am I doing?
Yeah, and I mean you can actually back up the registry. You're in the regedit.
Yes.
Yeah, you can actually back it up before you do it, but then you got to know how to restore it if it is screwed up. And
yeah. Go find your neighborhood 13-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right, good luck, Louise.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the registry, folks. Registry is where Windows goes to figure out everything about everything. It's where all the drivers are loaded, all the pointers, all the information about the hardware, the software, and one little teeny, teeny, tiny change.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's like this. see, Brandon would normally do this, but let's see. I can do this. I have... Here it is. That registry.
It's gone.
Just gone. All right, let's see if we can help Bob with a TriStar. Boy, that's an...
TriStar, it's a clone.
Oldie but goodie. I remember TriStar.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life, Bob?
A little woman bought it some time ago. I have to tell you also that I listen to you guys every Saturday morning out in the garage, and I've gotten so I record the program while I'm working on various stuff because I don't have time to run over and write down all your solutions. But I always get some tidbit every week from what you guys put out.
That's
my problem.
That's great feedback. Thank you, Bob.
Yes. I was trying to install a home network type thing.
Okay.
Screwed something up. Here's the screen that I'm getting now. Cannot find a device file that may be needed to run Windows or a Windows application.
That doesn't sound very, very troubling.
The Windows registry or system.ini file refers to this device file, but the device file no longer exists.
Yes.
If you deleted it on purpose, try uninstalling and reinstalling. If you still want to use the application, try installing that application.
What device file is it referring to?
Okay, it says Z, as in Zeta, colon, Victor, INESD, .386. I have no idea what that refers to. I've gone through my trash
bin. You said VV?
Z, and then Victor, VV, I, NES, D as in Delta.
Well, basically, anytime you get any of that type of thing, it actually, if you type that exact thing into Google, there's actually the second item that comes up is a specific thing in the support area of Microsoft that gives you some steps on how to try to get that cleaned up. But basically, what happened is somewhere along the line, a pointer, and this has to do with the networking. You said that you were, the VV part generally means it's the Vines network. Which is, you don't even need it.
Vines SD, yeah.
See, but what's happening is your computer is saying, in the registry, it's saying, go find this file, and it can't. And you don't really need it. So really, all you need to do is get rid of the reference to that in the startup, which could be in the registry or in the system.ini file.
Well, after it comes up every time I turn on the computer, and
yeah.
After it happened, for a while, my printer wouldn't work, so I reloaded the drivers on my printer. My modem on my Cox Internet broadband won't work either now.
Well, you can follow the step-by-step resolution that's actually on the Microsoft website. It's a little too much to read over the air.
Okay.
But if you just type in that exact, just type in that VVINESD.386. Just put that in Google.
In Google.
And you'll find all kinds of references that'll help you out. And that's, folks, that's the tip out there. When you have a specific error message that is this encrypted garbage that is useful to absolutely no one.
Microsoft stuff.
Including yes. Microsoft. If you were to call them up, they go, oh, let's see. I don't know what that is. Can I put you on hold while I go get some lunch? So just put it into Google.
Go to Google.
Chances are you're going to find information on it.
Colon.
All right?
Very good. Thank you.
Good luck now. All right. Thanks. There's so many error messages, and most of them really don't mean what they're saying, and so you get better explanation if you go look stuff up there. So how are we doing for time there, Mr. Brian? We good? Can I take another call? He says, let's take a break. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk to Scott, who's got an e-machine, and he's lost or he deleted his administrator's profile.
Uh-oh.
That can't be good. And Fred's got a compact that's locking up ever since he updated the Microsoft updates. So sounds like something that others have experienced. It's Ken and Chris and Adam and Michael here on the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.
The holidays bring joy, fellowship, and fulfillment, right?
No, not for everybody. This is Dr. David McPhee.
And I'm Dr. Pat Mosley.
Join us here at 2 p.m. Saturday for an in-depth look at the holiday blues.